Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishma Sara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we start Masechta Maaseros. And Masechta Maaseros begins as follows. Kol Amru B'Maaseros, the rabbis instituted the following guidelines in regard to determining whether something is obligated in Maaser. Kol Shuochel, anything that's considered food. V'Nishmar, and it is protected. V'Gidula Min Haaretz, and it grows from the ground. Chayav B'Maaseros. So such a thing is going to be Chayav B'Maaser. Now that's an important call. If it grows in the ground and it's protected, and it's considered food, it's chayav in ma'aser. V'od kol acher amru, they stated another rule. Kol shetchila so ochel, v'sofo ochel, av vishu shomru, v'hosif, ochel, chayav katon v'godol. Anything that meets the requirements of being food that's protected and grows in the ground is still not subjected to ma'aser, until it matures. So the Mishnah says, what is the definition of a maturity? So it's if it's edible as it begins to grow, and it's edible throughout its growth, that's like a vegetable and some tree fruits. So even though you generally don't harvest right away, you wait until it grows into something much larger, it's still chayiv, whether you eat it in the small state or the large state, v'chol she'ein tchilasa ochel, but if something it doesn't become edible until later in the growth, like most of the fruit of the tree, it's not chayav b'maaser until it's reached that level of growth. If you pick it too early, it's not going to be chayav b'maaser. So at which point in its growth is a given item subjective is sufficiently developed to be deemed a food for chayav b'maaser? For the obligation in Maaseros. So now the Mishnah is going to define each min, each style, each variety, according to its own. Hateinem misheyav chilu. Figs are chayav once they start to know that to ripen. Hanavim v'havashim, grapes, and this inferior quality of grapes, misheyav ishu, when they hit the stage of the point where the skin of a grape becomes transparent. Ha'og v'hatutim misheya adimu, sumac and mulberries, once they start to turn red, right? V'chol ha'adumim misheya adimu, something that's supposed to be red, it becomes chayav in ma'aser when it turns red, right? Harimonim misheyimasu, pomegranates, once they start softening. Hatamar misheya tilu se'or, dates, when they develop these sourdough-like cracks. Ha'afar sakim, when it comes to peaches, when they start to mishayatilu gidim, when they develop some sort of gid, some sort of sinew, what does that mean? The strings appear on the surface. Gozu mishayasa megura, walnuts, when they start to the meat of the walnut starts to separate from the shell and looks like and sounds like it's going to be separated, like it's being stored. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Goes mashkenim mishiasu klipa. Once they have a skin around them, on the inside kernel, that's going to be chayev and maizos. So we're going to have other things that are going to be chayev and maizos, but we'll continue with them when we meet tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day."